It's the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Sean Colvin, and have yourself a merry little Christmas. It feels like Christmas outside,
it
kids.
It feels like Christmas
and
today.
And there might even be a snowflake.
I know. Anthony Peoples keeps teasing us with that.
Well, Florida Public Radio Emergency Network has also sent something over
course.
The wire that they feel over the weekend we're going to get a freeze and possibly some snowflakes.
I would be okay with that.
Jeff Huffman and Cindy O'Quinn agree.
Well, that's good.
I have a hard time conceiving that you want snow. You grew up in the north. You know what
I just
a mess it is.
I just want to see it. Just
I want
see
snow.
It a little bit. I don't
I know.
Really.
You're from here. I mean, everybody here wants snow.
I've seen snow a couple of times. I'm from Georgia. We get some snow.
You don't get real snow, though.
No. We're talking about...
Tori knows real snow.
It snowed 3 feet last night. It'll be a week before the Maryland Department of Transportation digs my house out so I can get out. When you live in that kind of snowy area, you just keep a lot of canned food in the house because you don't know what's going to happen overnight.
Yeah. Well, you eat a little of cat or dog food, you know, that's...
Yeah, it's not bad.
It works.
We made the pickles for you last night.
Did you?
Yes.
So excellent. So if we do get snowed in, okay.
You'll have the pickles.
You're going
please.
To live on... Tori's pickles are really good.
Yeah, they're really
good. You could live on Tori's pickles,
yeah, because no one else in my house likes them. Sorry. I'm the big fan. Yeah.
Thanks.
But, yeah, it's a little chilly out there. Some events changing over the weekend because of the rain and cold. In Emerald Coast Christmas has been canceled for tonight, but they'll be doing their stuff tomorrow and
Sunday.
And Sunday.
And they were repeating
Park.
What
yes.
they did tonight okay. on Sunday afternoon anyway.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay.
But they
it's free.
They
and
had a heart-to-heart with the weather folks at WJHG yesterday morning and said, look, we really need to know. 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, is it going to be wet? And they said it's looking like it might be.
Yeah, it's and really cold. Looking like yes. it this morning.
Very cold.
So they're nixing the whole thing for tonight. They've got activities tomorrow, and then the program itself takes place on Sunday afternoon, and it's still free.
Mm-hmm.
So
we have a friend. We have a new friend.
We do.
We have made a new friend.
We have invited
Good.
Someone in.
I'm your friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you for coming.
Thanks for being my friend.
Wow. Well, we don't get that response a lot at all.
Most people, when I say that, just look a little irpy, you know, like.
Irpy? Is
yes.
that a word? A real
mean?
Word?
We make up words here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is Melissa Bowman.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, world.
And you are part
Hello,
of the
friends.
The Crickets.
That's right. Crickets with a K.
Okay.
And that's a band?
That's a band.
It is a band.
Yeah. What kind of music do you
I have
play?
A CD.
We play Swamp Folk.
Ooh, cool.
We are... Four girls. We're like a harmony-driven band, but we have the instrumentation of like a bluegrass band, kind of.
Mm-hmm. What do you play? What's your specialty?
I play guitar and gitjo, or banjitar, or a backwoods banjo.
Backwoods banjo, yeah.
Can you explain that, what
that is?
So it's like a banjo, but it has six strings like a guitar, and it plays like a guitar. But it sounds like a banjo.
The same tuning as a guitar. It's a banjo-headed guitar is what it is.
Really?
They have banjo-headed mandolins, too, now, so you can get all these
interesting
fun things, yes.
I think they have banjo ukuleles.
They do
too.
Have a banjo. Yes, we have.
Banjo-lalies.
We have
banjo-lalies.
Yes, we have. I have run
banjos.
Head-on into banjo-lalies before.
What do the other gals play?
We have an upright bass player. One gal plays fiddle and guitar and mandolin and harmonica. And one plays percussion and mandolin. Like, we're not amazing at instruments, but we play a lot of instruments, so that makes up for it, I think.
And they have
quantity.
They have promised in the new year to get together and come up here and perform live in Studio A.
Yeah, we couldn't do that today because we are spread out over 5 hours from each other.
Really?
Yeah, so two gals live in Mobile, Alabama, and the furthest away is in Port St. Joe, Florida. So it takes a lot to get us together.
We're going to find...
Huh?
You meet here as a middle point?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Really, Santa Rosa is the middle point.
Yeah, that's all close
right.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're going to gig over here sometime and we can catch them, you know, the day of the gig or the morning after or something like that and get them on air. Sounds like it'd be fun. I would love to have an acoustic group up here.
Yeah, let's play this. You picked out a tune, and you said that it is Voodoo Resurrection.
Voodoo Resurrection.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So my dad passed away like 3 years ago, and he was my music man. He's kind of the reason that I became a musician in the first place. So the idea is as long as I have music and I'm playing music, that it like resurrects him and he's always around. So It's called Voodoo Resurrection.
All right, cool. This is The Crickets on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Again, Tom, that one for you.
Thank you.
You are a mean one, Mr. Hoots. That's Rockapella. They did I thought they did a great version of your mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Humbug. Oh, no, wrong character. Another character I play, but different.
No, a great group of musicians. They made popular the song, well, it was a Folgers commercial, the best part of waking up, mm-hmm. Folgers in your cup.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They also did Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And yeah. They're still around doing stuff somewhere. But we had a lot of a cappella groups in college, and so that was a kind of a big influence.
Mm-hmm.
I was never good enough.
Were you ever in an a cappella group?
I was.
Really?
Yeah,
cool.
It was not very good.
Is there any recordings left we could listen to?
I hope not.
Okay.
I sincerely hope not.
I'm always looking for amusement. Brandon and I would listen to it and giggle.
No. I don't think so. I don't think there's any evidence.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You do realize, Brandon, that this was before we started posting stuff like that on the internet. Mm. Yeah.
There's a VHS somewhere.
He's old enough. It's really before there was an internet like you know it.
Yeah. You know what? There's a Paul McCartney album a Christmas album that surfaced online recently.
Really?
He recorded in 65 but never released.
Really?
A music site called Dangerous Minds has posted that, and also the interview from 1995 where he discusses that Christmas album that was never released.
And so, you know what happened on this day in 1980? Speaking of music and speaking of the Beatles.
With John Lennon?
John Lennon was shot, yes.
Really? I thought it was 81, but...
Nope, it's 1980.
Mm. What a terrible day.
That was another day the music died.
Yeah, a big day the music died.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
I remember that.
I mean, figured I
remember,
you did. Yeah, where were you?
I was living in the Cove at the time. I think I was at work when I heard about it.
Stupid. Really. Just stupid.
Chapman was just crazy, man. I mean, that's when you get to be real popular. And be careful with that over there, mm-hmm. Melissa. When you get to be a superstar like that, you get wing nuts. Like,
yeah,
like,
it's exhausting to be as popular as I am already. Mm-hmm.
I have the same problem.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you guys wanted to be my friends right away.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that you should be wary of that, actually, just that we wanted to be your friends.
We do get some creepy people that message us on Facebook. We already have some creepers out there.
Yeah.
But I bet you have to be nice to everyone, though, to, you know.
Sometimes you can't.
Really?
No.
Sometimes you can't.
The pictures, the album art on that is just amazing, and we were talking about that before the show.
You're really
started.
In the water there.
Yeah.
Yes, they are in
swamp water.
They're in swamp water, and they're in white dresses, lacy white dresses, and they're buried up to their eyeballs in swamp water.
In swamp water, yeah.
Yeah, it's who came up with the idea? Hey, let's get dressed up in a bunch of flowy white dresses and jump in the swamp.
That would be me, Tom.
Was that you? Oh, really?
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, our sound is it's like a creepy, pretty. That's kind of what we're going for. So we have like a lovely murder ballad on our album and. So that's just kind of the feel that we were going for, and the Dead Lakes were a perfect place
to
do
that.
Well,
and I like
the name's great anyway.
Yeah,
it
Spanish
is.
Moss Sirens.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Very good.
Thanks. That's actually a song on the album, and it's I wrote it about a real shipwreck that happened out in the Gulf, and we just imagined that it was sirens of this area that caused
cool.
the shipwreck.
Well, you're here for a reason other than the fact that I kind of forced you into this at a when you were doing some background vocals at the studio. You guys have started a Kickstarter campaign for your next project.
That's right. Ooh, for our second album, our sophomore album.
Your sophomore
We
album.
Sound so legit when
What
we
happens
say it
after
way.
Four? What do they call it at that point?
Hopefully she's picked up by a record company and she don't have to worry about Kickstarter
call
campaigns
it platinum
anymore.
Albums.
That's right.
Or she could just have a platinum album. Now, you guys have this deal with your name. Well, first of all, tell us how we can participate in your Kickstarter.
Yeah. So if you look up the Crickets, and that's spelled with a K, on Kickstarter, if you donate money, then you get a reward for it, depending on how much you donate. So you can get, like, you know, a CD all the way up to a secret song written about you on our album.
Ooh.
Do people know about secret songs anymore?
I don't.
Speaking
I have
of,
done.
Yeah,
for, you know,
that?
Now that there's
10,
not
10, CDs. 15 years ago, that was a big deal to bury secret songs on CDs.
Right.
And I had done a lot of that. That was weird to do because it's this CD software. Duplication software tries not to bury things, you know, and but yeah.
Because it's after like the last track.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes. It's weird how you put them in. That's for
interesting.
Sure.
I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Uh-huh.
So you bury songs.
Well, we're going to. And then also, like, you can be backstage at our album release parties. Or anyway, so if you donate money, then you get something for it. And if we don't reach the goal, then you get your money back. So, you're guaranteed to, you know, you win here. Everyone wins.
Interesting. Well, we're talking to Melissa Bowman from the Crickets, spelled with a K.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play some more of your music. We've got a weather break to take, and we're going to play something for John Lennon here first.
Okay.
This is Strawberry Fields Forever on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Bottomless cold road. If I head downstream on this winding river, I'll eventually end up in Warm Weeks Bay. Who's to say which way is better? The decision. decisions mine at the end of the day. Cool, cool waters take me home to the world to lead me along. Cool, cool waters let me roam. Cool, cool waters take me home, take me home. I could sell my soul and do exactly as I'm told, but you know that ain't the way that I'm wired. I will follow my heart through the shadows in the dark, 'cause the sun will shine on my back someday.
That's the Crickets on the mix on 90.7 WKGC and Cool Cool Water. And we have a member of the Crickets. We have a Cricket, I guess.
Hello.
In the studio. Hey, this Cricket. Is Melissa Bowman. And we're tell us a little bit about the song, Cool Cool Water.
That song was written by Emily Stuckey, that's also in the band. And it won Folk Song of the Year from the Independent Music Awards last year. So we got to go up to New York to Lincoln Center and accept an award. And we got a trophy.
Fun.
Ooh. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your musical influences, because you've written some songs on the album. Your gal pals have written songs on the album, too. Mm-hmm. What musical influences do you have?
It's different for all of us. Emily is more like gospel music and blues. She's from Mississippi originally. Okay. And then I had a big like classic rock background. But we all are kind of into like creepy pretty music, because we're just some creepy people. But like Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen,
sure,
and then people like Patty Griffin and Alison Krauss and like Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, those kind of people.
That's very cool.
Very cool.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you all been playing together?
We've been together for 2 years now, so we're still kind of babies in this industry.
Now, you were telling us off air about why your band is named the way it's named.
Mm. Yeah, we actually got together in order to play a fundraiser for something called the Cricket Fund, which is to provide screening and treatment for breast cancer for people that don't have insurance, and that's in Florida and Gulf counties. And it was named after a girl named Cricket who died of breast cancer at the age of 22. So we asked her mom if we could name ourselves the Crickets after we played that first gig. And so now that's kind of where our hearts lie. And the last album that we made, every album that we sell, a dollar of that goes to the Cricket Fund. And that will also happen for this next album that we make.
The next album that I can be a part of by going to Kickstarter, looking up the Crickets and donating. Is that correct?
That is correct, Tom.
Okay, make sure I get that straight.
Thanks for throwing that in there.
Do you have a website, too?
We do. Thecrickets.com, and that's the Crickets with a K. And we're also on Facebook. And you can find our last album on Spotify. And
iTunes.
We have a Pandora station and on iTunes and Amazon and all that stuff.
Excellent.
Great.
We're 20 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock. We're going to play more of the Crickets here in just a bit. But first, a little Christmas music from Harry Connick Jr. You all like Harry?
Sure.
Doesn't matter if you do or not. I'm the DJ in charge.
Anyway,
I'm going to play it. It's called I Pray on Christmas on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Casting Crowns. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Harry Connick Jr. just before that, and I Pray on Christmas. And in the studio this morning, a member of the Crickets with a K, Melissa Bowman, who's a singer, songwriter, plays some version of a guitar.
Many versions
of a thing called a guitar, yes.
Yeah. So, again... you guys are doing a kind of a GoFundMe for your next album.
Yeah, a Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And you're also using this album that you have to support another program. You were telling us about it before.
Mm-hmm. For the Cricket Fund.
Right, which is supporting breast cancer.
That's right.
Breast cancer research, and which is all really great stuff to do.
Yeah, it is so near and dear to our hearts. And for every... album that we sell, a dollar of that goes to help for screening and for treatment of local women that don't have health insurance. So it's right here at home, and it means a lot.
Yeah. I have a sister-in-law who has going through her second battle with breast cancer.
Wow, yeah.
But
everybody knows somebody. Has been touched by it. My mom had it, and a dear friend of mine has it right now, and it's just something that means a lot to all of us.
Sure.
And we're really happy that we have that, that we can give in that way.
Absolutely. When do you all play in this area again? When can we find you next?
Our next show is in Tallahassee. And then we are up in Atlanta. I don't know the next time we'll be playing in Panama City. We're trying to work out something with Roberts Hall, which is a really cool place if you haven't been there.
Oh, yeah, that's
there with
a cool
Mike,
place
up there
to
with
play.
Mike and Maggie. That's yeah. That is very, they do great work up
yeah,
there. Especially with
really
your
cool.
Bend to Americana, it would be great. You
Sunday
guys would be a great
Americana
fit.
Americana Cafe Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Give us your website one more time.
We are at thecrickets.com, and that is spelled with a K. And then you can find us on Facebook, on Pandora, on Spotify. You can get our album off of iTunes or Amazon.
And if somebody just wanted to come see you, unless I'm missing something, you're playing tomorrow night? Was that right? Did I see that on your Facebook
what
page?
What today is?
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday, yeah. I'm playing tomorrow in Mexico Beach at Paradise Craft House.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Great.
We're going to play one more song off your album. This is called To and Fro.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
This
you said you wanted a creepy one to
yeah,
play.
Yeah, this one's one of our creepy ones. This song is about, it's inspired by the area of Port St. Joe, Florida, which is beautiful. If you've never been there, it's also a little bit creepy, and it has this really dark history of like yellow fever. But anyway, this is... a murder ballad, and it takes place in that area.
Melissa Bowman from the Crickets in the studio this morning. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much
and
for having
me. And it's an open invitation. Come back again.
Oh, okay.
This is the Crickets and To and Fro on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
To and fro we show
bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the poor.